Despite announcements of new projects this year, affordable housing remains in short supply in Charlotte as the city loses existing units to redevelopment. The housing squeeze got even tighter 2 weeks ago when owners of the rundown Lake Arbor Apartments on Charlotte's west side announced they're shutting it down for renovations and kicking out tenants. The owner's lawyer says they hope the move will ease financial pressures from fines and lawsuits over building code violations. As part of our weekly Finding Home series, WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Doris Deese has lived at Lake Arbor for 4 years and pays $780 a month. She likes the location because it's on Tuckasegee Road on a city bus line, and she can walk to the Food Lion grocery nearby. Now that she has to leave, Deese isn't sure where she'll go.
I've been looking, but there's a problem with us that can't afford the apartments. Some were here and some older people. They can't, don't make that much income. Me, I've been praying about it and say, help me. Help us get out of these apartments.
Lake Arbor's owners told tenants in a letter July 30th they have to be out by the end of the year. The shutdown affects 177 of Lake Arbor's 288 units. The rest are vacant. Residents in about 78 units have been told to move out sooner by the end of the month because their leases are expired. It's one of Charlotte's largest tenant displacements in recent years. Crisis Assistance Ministry, the Salvation Army, and other social service agencies are helping Lake Arbor tenants look for new housing.
What we're trying to do here is to assess these families so that we can help ensure that they remain housed and don't end up, in a shelter or considered homeless.
Leanna Humphrey of Crisis Assistance says losing 177 units all at once makes the hunt for new housing all the more difficult.
For this community, that's a lot of families that will have to find housing at a price point where housing is difficult to find.
Lake Arbor's tenants pay between $500 and $900 a month, according to the owners. That's well below the citywide average of more than $1,100. Jessica Moreno, a community organizer with Action NC, also has been working with Lake Arbor residents. She says they're scared because they don't know where they're going to find anything comparable. She thinks many will have to move out of Mecklenburg County, and she speaks from experience. The Matthews Mobile Home Park where she lived closed last December to make way for high-end apartments, forcing tenants to relocate.
I had to. I'm in Gastonia, so I'm assuming a lot of people are going to have to.
If we couldn't find housing that was affordable, imagine all the residents here.
Lake Arbor was built in 1974 and is now owned by two limited liability companies, both affiliated with Reed Property Group of Brooklyn, New York. The investors bought the property in November 2014 and have struggled to keep it in good repair. Tamika Barnes has lived here for 6 years and complains about mold, leaks in her roof, and other problems.
They won't do nothing about it. I done told them 1,000 times. I done called code enforcement. Code enforcement won't do nothing. And I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to move. I've been ready to move.
The big question is where? She and her husband live on her disability payments and his job, which pays $11 an hour. They pay a little over $700 a month in rent at Lake Arbor. Barnes says it's been hard finding anything in Charlotte at that level.
Some of the apartments, they want 8-something. Some of them want 7-something. Some of them doing waiting lists. Some of them you have to make twice the rent and all of that. I don't want to sit back and be waiting and on no waiting list. I want something like ASAP.
The Charlotte lawyer for Lake Arbor's owners, Eric Rosenwood, says they decided to push people out after a year of legal troubles. A sweep by city housing inspectors last fall found dozens of violations, and the city began levying daily fines, now totaling several $100,000 and still growing. And there are the lawsuits, some from individual tenants, and in June, a class action suit on behalf of more than 100 tenants.
It's sort of like a snowball rolling downhill. We've continued to accumulate problems as we've moved forward, not only the class action lawsuit, but several lawsuits by legal aid. And so, again, every step of the way, it was getting more and more complicated to continue to operate it as a going concern.
Rosenwood says they hope by doing the construction without tenants, they'll get a reprieve from daily fines.
So one of the considerations is that when you go in and you close the property down and turn it into a construction site, not only will we be finished faster, but there are some circumstances in which the fines stop accruing.
But first, Lake Arbor has to get the tenants out. In that July 30th letter, Lake Arbor offered tenants an incentive package if they clean out their apartments and leave quickly. That includes cancellation of past due rent and immediate return of security deposits instead of waiting 30 days as allowed by state law. But residents also must sign a legal release, says Rosenwood.
What we're offering people is an incentive package, which is sort of a, you know, let's part ways amicably. And so it's just a broad general release.
Legal advocates are warning tenants to talk to a lawyer before accepting the deal and signing anything. They could be giving up their rights, says Jack Holtzman, a lawyer with North Carolina Justice Center.
I have not seen the release, so I don't know specifically what is being asked for. But, like I said, there are various rights under North Carolina law. The release could have tenants agree not to sue Lake Arbor for any past conduct. You know, that certainly would be a waiving of their rights in that regard.
Lake Arbor's owners expect to spend at least $2 million on renovations, according to Rosenwood. They hope to finish by late next spring or early summer and reopen with higher rents. Action NC organizer Jessica Moreno says that means current tenants are unlikely to return.
Once they fix the property, you know, they're going to raise the rents. They're the same people that can't afford to live here now won't be able to afford it after they raise the rents.
But at least some tenants could be invited back. Rosenwood says they're considering offering below-market rents to make it possible.
Anyone who had a good history with Lake Arbor in the past would be invited to reapply as a tenant going forward. And someone who has a consistent and long payment history, that's somebody we value and we'd like to have back. And so I think there's going to be a consideration offered in terms of possibly below-market rents for those people.
Lake Arbor's owners have a long way to go. That end-of-year deadline to have all tenants out is a goal, and they may not make it. Rosenwood says about 18 tenants have leases that expire in 2020, and they'll have the right to stay.
Once we can get the property completely emptied, then it would turn into a construction site only. Until it was completely renovated, then we could reopen without fear of continuing to generate lawsuits, complaints, bad press, all this other stuff.
And as for those lawsuits, they're still pending. Lake Arbor has moved the class action suit from state court to federal court. Tenants are now weighing whether to oppose that or let their fight go forward in federal court. For WFAE News, I'm David Borex.